The findings are based on 8 days of canvassing in tornado-impacted neighborhoods last month by experienced disaster response volunteers. The $1 million cost estimate is based on local construction material and labor charges, according to Stephen Abdow, a board member of Springfield Community Together, the FEMA-organized long-term recovery group.
This $1 million is either in excess of what has been covered by insurance or those who didn't have insurance. Most of it is needs in excess of what was covered by insurance. I think a lot of folks maybe settled quickly, or the insurance process didn't work for them because there's beyond what they've already received, they have significant additional expenses.
Abdow said it's anticipated that more people will come forward seeking help as the one-year anniversary of the tornado approaches on June 1st.
Our caseworkers, they have our number, are hearing from additional households as they become aware of this survey, and we do not know, we can't say for certain how much higher this will go, but we think that this is the beginning and it will go higher.
Springfield's long-term recovery group, which is made up of representatives from more than a dozen community and faith-based organizations, commissioned the Christian Reformed Worldwide Relief Committee to conduct the needs assessment. A team of 20 volunteers made nearly 4,000 contacts and compiled a database.
And so we have an account. For instance, on this, we've identified 28 households who need roof repair, 21 households who need ceilings, repair on ceilings. We have construction needs, personal needs, furniture, appliances, structural needs, and estimates based on all of this.
Abdow said the long-term recovery group will do fundraising and will apply for grants from organizations such as the United Way, which still has funds it raised for Massachusetts tornado relief. There are also plans to coordinate volunteers to do repair projects. Just yesterday, the Patrick administration awarded $425,000 for home repairs in all of the communities affected by the June 1st tornadoes.
This was really timely. We just got to have done our needs assessment, and then we get this information. And, you know, we know that there's some money available, and now, you know, identify another source. And, yeah, we hope to see more appropriations like that.
The long-term recovery group has a paid staff of 6 people, including a licensed construction manager and a project manager. Dwight Parker is a caseworker.
It's touching sometimes, you know, but we do whatever we have available to help them if they fall in that category. We hate to turn someone away saying, well, we can't do this because FEMA done this or FEMA didn't do this, but if they fall on our scale, we try earnestly to get them the help that they need.
The survey also identified people with personal needs, including emotional stress and financial losses. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.